Welcome to the True Crime Podcast. I'm Paulina.
And I'm Nele.
And today we will be talking about the supernatural incident of the Dyatlov Pass.
On the evening of the 2nd February 1959 at Altorta Mountain in Russia, a group of nine skiers led by Igor Dyatlov died near their campsite. The destroyed camp was later discovered by a rescue team. 24 days later. Two of the nine bodies were found near a tree line, nearly 2 kilometers away from the team. They were only wearing their underwear.
As you do at about minus 30 degrees.
Another three bodies were found between the tree line and the campsite, with one of them having a fractured skull. The official cause of death was allegedly hypothermia. The other four bodies were only found 2 months later, one with a fractured skull, one with crushed ribs, and one with crushed ribs as well as a missing tongue. Important to mention is that they were wearing the clothes of the aforementioned two bodies.
Which would be explained by the hypothermia because there is something called paradoxical undressing, where victims of hypothermia undress because they feel like their bodies are burning.
Interesting. One thing that left many clueless is the radiation that was found all around the campsite and the locations where the bodies were found. Also, it is curious that the injuries of the bodies were caused by a force that was reportedly too strong to be human.
Yeti!
The last evidence was that the tent had been destroyed, but from the inside, and there were no traces of outsiders entering the campsite.
Levitating Yetis!
One explanation for this could be that an avalanche buried the tent under masses of snow and the skiers tried to escape by cutting it open from the inside. That would at least explain the destroyed tent, the hypothermia, and the undressing of the first two victims.
Sure, but it wouldn't explain the radioactivity or why the bodies were that far away from each other. And I'm pretty sure avalanches don't have the ability to cut out tongues.
Another explanation was that an explosion of, for example, a Soviet missile test would have caused some of the injuries determined to have come from inhuman trauma. But there was no evidence of an explosion nor any record of a missile launch in the area. The only survivor, a skier named Yuri who left due to an illness,
how convenient,
identified a cloth skis and goggles that did not belong to any of the expedition members but are most likely of military origin. So, there's the theory that the military found the bodies first and disposed of them in the locations they were later found in, to cover something up.
But what is the question?
This at least would explain the missing tongue or the tent and why there were no traces of an explosion.
Did you know that there is a documentary covering the theory of the Yeti being at fault for the dead hikers?
Do continue.
Even though there is no actual evidence of a Yeti actually being there,
or existing in general,
there is a small chance that a Yeti was the mysterious inhuman force that killed these people.
Do you really think that a Yeti would have planned ahead and covered his tracks?
Give the Yeti some credit here, Nele. During February and March of 1959, there were reports of a flying spheres in the area. You know what that means?
Shooting stars, light pollution...
No, aliens!
Of course.
The lead investigator also suspected a clear connection between the sightings of the spheres and the group's death, but later on he was forced to close the case by the Soviet government. Maybe they tried to cover something up?
Or they just thought he lost his marbles?
Aliens, though, would explain the radioactivity, the inhuman trauma, the locations of the bodies, and maybe even the missing tongue.
Yes, but it would not explain the tent and the fact that there are also no traces of an alien aircraft landing near or on the mountain. In the end, authorities claimed that the skiers died due to an unknown compelling force, but the case still remains unsolved.
If the skiers died due to a radioactive avalanche, an untraceable Soviet missile test,
or due to a levitating Yeti or a tongue-cutting alien force,
it's up to you to decide. Thank you for tuning in to our True Crime Podcast.
And we'll hear each other in the next episode.
Bye-bye!